beginning.
Can we keep it for a minute, well, Leslie?
We had a two-minute limit for everybody. Again, I just plead with you to do it as quickly as you can.
And if you make it less than 2 minutes, you get a gold star.
I pass on the gold star. I'm speaking only once, and I've written this three times to be current. Welcome to Pacifica's birthplace. My name is Jane Jackson. I'm a KPFA listener since 1949. I've known our extraordinary leader, chair, and comrade, Leslie Kagan, since we were giving everything we had to end a very dirty war in Vietnam. She's still seeking peace through justice as she leads us through very troubled waters, stirred up by our nation's president. His edict's impacts are already being felt, affecting and affecting everyone and everything on this planet. I ask you to share one more thank you for her consistent first-quality leadership. Leslie understands that Pacifica is out of compliance with state and federal laws. Like the question of editorials on the death penalty, the request for a five-station program and facilities audit, plus the National Office and the Archives, seven in all, to determine compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act has not happened. The pressures of saving the network have had to be her first priority, and I support how she has set her priorities and applaud the results. I believe KPFA is not in compliance by having closed program council meetings, and to quote Verna Avery Brown, I pray you ensure that they be open to all, as seems to be the case at other stations. To use the current term, please ensure transparency in this very, very pivotal and critical decision-making body for all stations. Your leadership gave us an interim general manager, again, like Verna, I too prayed would be made permanent. Thank you, one and all, for your candor, your process, and your final decision. Dan is not responsible for his race or his gender, only for his behavior. Like Leslie, I want to see the rebirth of a women's department that will be even more inclusive at all levels of Pacifica. We have at last begun to discuss the issue we are calling diversity, perhaps as a euphemism for racism, which I say is often used to cover up classism, which, like racism and sexism and sadly disability discrimination, are all too alive outside and inside Pacifica. Please add youth to that list of mine. I have no quarrel with our executive director's timeline for new national programming. He is protecting his options. On the other hand, the total absence of any mention of the ongoing violations of U.S. civil rights laws by Pacifica, by our funding sources, and even the government, who are seemingly unconcerned and smartly silent. After all, the reason we hate war is that it disables people. Our collective fear of becoming a person with a disability is so great that we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to make the connections and the resulting collaborations with presently unrepresented and underutilized listener volunteers capable of drafting editorials for your approval, capable of providing you with reliable program and facilities audits, and doing so many, many things that need to be done and must and can be done if we try following a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from inside the Birmingham, Alabama jail. The question is not whether or not we will be extremists, but will we be extremists for hate or for love? Let our extreme love free speech, free our network, our neighbors, and ourselves, enable us to face Leslie's observations on our noticeable lack of tolerance for points of view other than our own. As has been pointed out, with new technology, as was FM in 1949, we can and must be more inclusive by opening our stations and our hearts to both old and particularly new and, please, younger listeners. We will survive and thrive. Youth are our future. Many thanks to Hard Knock for too many things to mention now. You are a must in my life, as is Democracy Now!, which I believe must be returned to KPFA listeners at 6 a.m., as was done when it was our cities being attacked. Now that it is us on the attack at home and abroad, we KPFA listeners get excerpts from many and only excerpts as folks are working at 9 a.m.
Madam Chair,
I agree with Howard Zinn.
Okay.
Amy Goodman is the best. Thank you, Amy. You are our best. Via video, you are opening an opportunity to make democracy now accessible to the deaf.
Why don't we let her finish?
I know, but we need to wrap it up. Thank you, James. Thank you very much. Okay, the cat is out of the bag. I'm lenient on people who sing my praises. I will try and, you know, we'll try and be stricter.
And Madam Chair, shouldn't these comments have to do with the budget?
Yes, this is on the budget. Right, we're on the budget. Patty Heffley was next, and then Marianne.
And please, I would say, please, not even a shallow, touching on the budget to talk about something else. Please respect
the
process.
Okay, folks, the agenda item is the budget or finances. Patty.
It's very hard to separate the finances from the complete health of the station. And my statement is very short. It does include finances, but it is not only.
Let her just read the statement. We'll do the timing.
Patty Heffley from New York. We need financial transparency locally as well as nationally. We need unflinching investigations. I want to recognize and remember Jack Biello, a plaintiff in the listener's lawsuit from New York. He died on June 5th of colon cancer. He was 47. He was sharp, uncompromising at all levels, and he put his beliefs into practice. He was my friend. I speak now with his power in my heart. To me, the overarching problem with Pacifica is that those who hold a title as staff producers or in governance think that the station is theirs, all the while thanking the listeners without considering their words. Until everyone understands it is ours, we are going to have a huge divide. Any decisions made that perpetuate that situation is moving Pacifica away from the goal I fought for. I am disappointed that the unaccountable, unelected board has made a decision for permanent executive director without consulting the longtime Pacifica activist community. I feel that the decision should be reconsidered. This is not about personalities, but about possibilities. The entrenchment endemic in Pacifica, combined with current unaccountability and, above all, nepotism built in by hiring an insider only prolongs unhealthy traits. I know and like Dan Coughlin, but I feel his job is done. The other candidate, Marty Derlin, would have brought the objective oversight that this network needs. I ask Dan Coughlin to step down and ask the board to invite Marty Derlin, experienced in the community radio, knowledgeable in management, knowledgeable about Pacifica, who opposed the takeover many years ago to direct this network. Someone available with her knowledge, strength, and credentials comes along rarely.
Thank you. Now, this is what we're going to do. Because obviously I'm having a hard time cutting people off. I'm going to ask the people controlling the sound system that should I say time is up, that you just shut that floor mic down. I mean, I don't know what else to do. Otherwise, people have to keep it down themselves. Okay. What happened to
courtesy is
Mariama?
Important.
Mariama Orange. Yeah. Then Eileen.
Mariama Orange from WPFW in Washington, D.C. I'm also facilitating the Elections Committee. And I just wanted to say, as you're talking about the FY 2003 budget, please don't forget the election. Okay. Let me slow down. Mariama Orange from the WPFW area. I'm facilitating the Elections Committee. I just want to say, as you're developing the FY 2003 budget, please don't forget about elections. There needs to be some type of resource coordination, whether it be financial or otherwise, coming from the national level.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Eileen.
My name is Eileen Carr. I'm the business manager and bookkeeper at KPFA, primarily responsible for the creation of the budget there. I have three comments for the national office about the budget of decisions that need to come from the board, who will be funding the lab elections, as she just mentioned, what the percentage of the levy will be, and who is paying for free speech radio news. That's unclear. And I also... I also want to support Jabari and Ross's suggestion to leave the National Finance Office where it is, and they've given good reasons, so I won't repeat them.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have Bob Marston, Miguel Maldonado, Gail Blasey. Bob?
I'll just take a, I'm Bob Morrison. I'll just take a very few moments of your time. I want to address the point that Jabari brought up at the beginning of the session. It was regarding weaning listeners off of premiums. I just want to just address the board just to say that I hope that this matter, it's an important matter and begs a lot of larger questions, and I hope they will give the matter thorough discussion when the time does come up for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Miguel?
In terms of the finance report, I think that the finance report need to break down or translate into a little bit simple language, because I think it's too much technicality that I think that make it very difficult for some of us to really follow well understanding what the hell is going on in terms of finances. And I think I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that most of the board members really understand the finance situation that you are into.
Not without help.
But I think that, and believe me, I'm not trying to really criticize it. I don't understand that myself. And the reason that I don't understand that is because when we're talking about transparency, and people may report, somehow they make those reports that make you really happy. And yesterday I had some report, I come out with a big smile. And today I come here, and the smile disappears when I get another report. And it seems to me that we're not getting, something here is not working. Something is not clear. And then in my experience, personal experience, it created some kind of mistrust. That sometimes when I heard those reports, especially when I don't have any number in front of me, that creates some kind of situation that makes it really difficult for us to really believe that what he's saying and it sounds great and so on. And believe me, that some people are getting good and give you those reports and put that smile in your face. So I think that we should make some kind of deal here that, come on, give it to us straight, and we deal with it. We are here. This is our network. It's not only yours. It's all of us. And I think that we make a commitment to take it at head, to really push it forward. And we are here, whatever it takes. I mean, some of you went to jail. I went to jail for it. I mean, we are willing to do whatever it takes to push it forward. So be clear with us and tell us what it is, and we work on it. That's what I want to say.
Thank you.
Gail Blasey from KPFA. I would like to see all of the budgets from all five stations and the national budget, and I'd like to see it broken down to individual staff and costs for each department and salaries. I want to know what the severance packages are that you might be asked to approve. Transparency means transparency, everything. I'm a smart person. I can read budgets, and I will read a budget. And if I see something that I have a question about, I will ask. I would also suggest that the board talk with the executive director as to the advisability of national programming. Did it work in the past? From what I see, we have one program out of four or five that was actually successful. Maybe we don't want a top-down national programming.
Thank you. Okay, I have Ray Meyer, Jonathan Markowitz, Stan Woods, Bernie Eisenberg, and Gregory Wunderwheel. That's who I have on the list here. Ray Meyer. Okay, Jonathan.
I'll take his place.
Okay, you'll take his place.
My name is Wendy Tanowitz from the KPFA listening area. And Jabari suggested a national development director, and I never heard that followed up on. If there is such a great shortfall, it would seem like a national development director would be a grand idea. So I just wanted to put that out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Jonathan.
Brian, who runs the archives, mentioned that Garland Ganter had destroyed some of the archives. I didn't know that. I'm wondering, did your arrangement with him, did you sign a release so that any malfeasance on his part like this would not be addressable in court later, because if not, I highly recommend that this body, you know, talk to an attorney about having him prosecuted or suing him so that this can be some sort of deterrent in the future. I also wondering, does anybody know why he did this?
First, if I could just say something, my understanding of what Brian said is that it was his understanding that this thing had occurred. I don't know that any specific facts were offered. There's a belief this may have occurred, and I don't know if anyone on the board has specific knowledge of it, but it's certainly a delicate issue.
Was there ever...
Let me just say also, I had not heard this either until Brian mentioned last night. I caught him during the lunch break, and he said that it's his understanding that in, you know, the normal course of cleaning, you know, tapes will be found and they just throw them out. You know, some of that happened. He doesn't know the whole story. The severance package, my understanding is that it was an agreement that was reached before we took control of the network. I think it is worth, though, looking into the actual wording on that and exploring this further. The board did not know about this problem until last night.
I definitely want to know the amounts that any of the severance packages were paid, and all the benefits as well. This should be published. The other thing, I mentioned at the last board meeting that I think it's really important, although it's inconvenient for some programmers, and those that can't afford it should have the ability to have the board pay for this, or Pacifica. Air checks of all programs must be made in some way. Brian mentioned there's a way to do this digitally in a global kind of way, I think, or somebody mentioned to me this. So this has to be done so that we have a record of whatever goes on the air.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Stan Woods is next.
This is a point of information.
Okay.
Point of information was yesterday I was told on air that there was going to be a budget item in the 2003 budget for an outreach coordinator in each station, but that hasn't been mentioned today.
Right, we've had hardly talked about all we talked about the 2003 budget was the process for that. We didn't talk about the substance of it at all, so that's why you didn't hear it, I assume. But so you want to remind people that that should be in the budget, just as funding.
Well, I was told it was in the budget. I'm trying to get clarity.
There is no budget yet.
Okay, I said I'm going to make a proposal this weekend. Would you like me to read you the language? Because I am going to include it.
I just wanted some clarity because I hadn't heard it.
I told you yesterday, Dina, that it would be, I was going to make a proposal that it would be a budget line item in 2003.
Okay, thank you.
A proposal, yes.
Sam.
Yes, Stan Woods, KPFA board. With all the differences among ourselves, whether it be programmers, listener supporters, lab members, and I'm on the KPFA lab, as I just mentioned, ever since the settlement, one thing everybody I spoke to, both in the Bay Area and nationally, has agreed on, we shouldn't give a dime to these private intelligence/security agencies that attempted to destroy us. And I don't say that lightly. I think we should not only refuse and prepare ourselves to withstand any possible legal challenge from them for refusing, I think we should go on the offensive and sue them to get the so-called product, that is, these covert files they gathered on us. And one last point about that. That may seem like a real daunting task in view of everything we've are going through right now and still have to resolve. But with all the millions or potentially tens of millions of people that could hear about this case, we could, if necessary, set up a political rights defense fund. We could make this a major issue, because particularly under Ashcroft, the blurring between private and public intelligence, police agencies it's really inside outside sort of a situation. And I know that would be a big political battle. I know the board, or this board, any other, or previous boards aren't used to big political battles, but I think we should take that on. Well, political battles, sorry. Let's put it this way. Political battles internally, but political battles that would be taking on very powerful corporations and implicitly the U.S. government.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but either way, I think we should take that on, and I strongly feel as a matter of principle, we should not give them a dime. It would be political masochism. It would hurt us and hurt other progressive organizations if we do. Thank you.
Okay, Bernie.
And again, if you're listening in the KPFA or KFCF signal area, the KPFA news will follow the board
Bernie
meeting.
Bernie asked me to jump ahead of him. I'm Gregory Wonderwheel. I've got some quick items here. I would like you, the board, to pick up pencil or pen and get ready to write down. I'll talk fast if you pay attention. One, somebody please make a motion to stop using the word units. Call them divisions or offices. Two, somebody make a motion now, within the next half hour, that to direct all the stations to include a line item for the folio in the 2003 budget. Three, where's Larry Binsky and his flip charts on the money that's being used by the national office now? I want somebody to make a motion to say that the national office will be strictly limited to 15% and that the national office be directed to present a budget that is within that guideline. Please, somebody make a motion today.
Okay, Bernie. Oh,
four, okay. Where are the multiple $100,000 severance packages? Were they okayed before they were contracted? If not, shouldn't they have been? Five, I am a little confused over what you just did about the budget. It sounded like you said you were only going to do a budget from July to September. Is that correct?
Yes.
If that is correct, then I accuse you of shirking and abdicating your fiduciary duty by not having a budget from the first date of your first meeting in December. That is the date that you have to have a budget for expenses, because that is when you guys were in control. I certainly understand how you can say the previous board were a bunch of spenders who we can't control. I'm sorry, we've got a black hole in our budget. We will try to do the best to account for it, but we're not going to approve those expenses. But from day one in December, you guys are on board. Your responsibility, you have to determine every single expenditure from then and approve it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Bernie, and then David, and that's it.
I'll be very short, really. I'm not going to cause an uproar. I want to support Gregory's one point where he said he would like to restrict Nationals' cut from the local board's local signal areas to 15%, because I think the current amount is way too much. And just I just have a question, and then I'm done. And the question is this. Most boards that I'm familiar with, although this board might be slightly different in its personalities and function, are made up of people who have connections, and they are one of their functions is fundraising. And I just wonder if this board has done any fundraising. And that's really the simple connection. You know, on its own behalf, in order to fund National and maybe trickle some money down to the stations. Thank you.
Okay, David?
Hi, just very quickly. The experience that I have talking to a lot of listeners is still a great deal of lack of clarity. I have the experience talking to a lot of listeners that they still have a great deal of lack of clarity about what happened. And from what I hear from the financial situation, we really are going to have to go out and be asking listeners for support and continuing in a strong way. And I do not think they have an adequate understanding. We need programming to talk about it. Many of them feel like they'll support the stations, but they're alienated from National. The national administration, they see it as something away from, hostile, a lot of mismanagement there. Part of that was some of the stories that got told by the outgoing administration. A lot of those understandings have not been addressed in a consistent way. And if you're going to need in 3 months to be asking people for additional support, you need to start explaining to them the reasons for that now. I know that may be obvious, but I wanted to restate it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, thank you. Okay, folks, we have now, I lost track, four or five different proposals that have been put before us. Some of them, I think, are probably fairly straightforward, and maybe we could just quickly act on them. Did somebody take notes? David?
Well, no, I didn't take notes.
Mike.
I didn't take notes. I'm reading Carol's. But I think the line item on the folio is certainly an important one, and I think it's a no-brainer.
Can we test the waters on this? Go on, Pete.
How much does it cost to produce, per annum?
Yeah, but the question was, how much does it cost? The answer was from Valley Van Isla, anywhere between 30 and 60. I think it probably varies tremendously from area to area. One question is there any way we can
we could
coordinate the production of these and save some money that way?
Sure.
You know, find one national printer that would print them all or something. You know, there might be ways. So I don't know that we can put the actual dollar amount in this now. The request was that that be considered, that as the item be included, the production of a folio. We don't have to decide the exact dollar amount right today.
Leslie, how about if I recraft that to say that we instruct each station to develop a plan whereby a folio would be distributed either electronically or otherwise, monthly folio would be distributed. They develop a plan for that within the next month.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Develop
again,
a plan.
The proposal, I think, was simpler,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was that as we developed the 2003 budget, the folios for each station be included.
Yes.
We don't have to get into the details on how that's all worked out.
Also, the
second?
The lab elections.
Second.
Okay, can we call a question on that?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor, please raise your hand.
Who made the motion?
I did.
And any opposition?
Lab election?
Any opposition? Carol and David are opposing?
No, I've heard.
Okay, any opposition? And then abstentions? One abstention.
Jabari Singh.
Okay, there were some other very specific proposals.
The lab elections?
Okay,
I move that we're including lab elections for in the 2003 budget.
He's still talking?
Second.
Third.
Lab elections.
My second.
Is everybody understand that?
Yes.
We're okay? Yes? No?
Simple.
Restate it. Carol,
we have to
The motion is that the budget allocate funds for the lab elections.
2003 budget.
For the 2003 budget.
For the 2003.
Yeah.
Right. No. The proposal was that in the preparation of the 2003 budget, that there be an allocation for the elections of the local board. There was not, and I don't think we should get into it now again, there was not an assumption in that either the stations would pay for it or the national would pay for it or how that would be paid for. The proposal was, though, that needs to be in the budget someplace, is the payment for the costs related to the election.
Absolutely.
Okay?
This is Jabari's key. Leslie, for the purpose of expediency, I was taking notes on the various different things, lab election budget, FRSN budget, station levies, outreach coordinator, folio.
Training coordinator.
I would suggest that I've been taking notes that we get together with the finance committee and include all of these things. And this is what I was talking about, where the board has to take direction. And we do the feasibility, discuss that with the executive staff, the station managers, and come up with a plan to include, to see which of this stuff is priority, budget, and just include it in the mix.
Okay, let me just say, I understand that is one approach. But I think we were asked, and I think there was some sense from a lot of the board people that I got, that some of these items we wanted to make to see if we had agreement that this would be a priority to give direction to the finance committee as they're doing this work, instead of just turning it all over to the finance committee. So if we don't have agreement on any given item, the finance committee could still explore it and figure out feasibility studies or whatever, but the items that we do have agreement on, let's try and identify those and pass that along.
Could I call the question on the funding the lab elections in the 2003 budget?
Please.
Call the question on the motion to fund the lab elections.
Okay, everybody clear? We're going to vote on including the expenses related to the lab elections in the 2003 budget. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
Whose motion is this?
And any opposition?
Madam Chair, motion is this?
Marion Barry's motion.
Thank you. Who seconded it?
I seconded.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next, Janice.
Okay, I have a motion to include as budget line items for the 2003 budget, training coordinators at each station and outreach coordinators, one at each station. I don't know if those need to be two separate motions or not.
We need to discuss that one.
outreach coordinator and
training coordinator.
Can we separate them, please?
You want to separate them? Is that
okay?
Right? Is that
that's fine.
Okay, so Janice is putting forth two motions. Right. First motion is proposal to incorporate into the 2003 budget line item for training coordinators at each of the five stations. Is there a second on that motion? Yes.
I have some of the proposal regarding the position of outreach coordinator.
No. We're
can
doing
I finish?
The training first.
Mentioned a national coordinator.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Ray,
for outreach.
Ray, hold on a second. We just separated the items.
Okay.
Right? The first item is the training coordinators. Then we'll do the outreach.
Question.
Fine.
Okay?
Question.
So the first proposal is training coordinator at each station. Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
No.
No. James seconded.
I'm sorry. James seconded. Thank you.
Discussion.
Marion and then Teresa.
Janice, I guess my question is, do we need a full-time training coordinator at each station?
Well, we have one here at KPFA, don't we?
Full-time?
Yes.
Full-time?
And from what I've heard this whole weekend and from what I've been saying, talking with people around the network and especially at WBAI, we do need a training program desperately.
Who they train there? Staff or volunteers?
There's going to be apprenticeship programs where they'll be training volunteers to become actual technical operators of the equipment and to be producers and engineers.
That's true.
KPFA has a full-time training coordinator, right?
Yes, her name's Amelia Gonzalez.
Oh, okay. Apprenticeship director and a training coordinator.
And Amelia's salary is largely covered by a grant. At this current time.
The KPFA position is a paid position, and the proposal is to include that in the budget for 2003.
Okay.
I didn't hear in the proposal that it has to be a full-time. It might be a part-time. You know, that the details to be worked out, but that they be included in the budget.
Call the question.
But I'm sorry, Teresa was in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Teresa.
Microphone.
Madam Chair, I feel that if it has to be full-time,
if you're tuning in for Morning Dew, we apologize, but we're carrying the Pacifica Interim National Board meeting from Berkeley, California. It's very important information. They're running about 35 minutes over now, but unfortunately that means Morning Dew is going to have to retool and something else will happen, but we'll see. Stay tuned. This is important information. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The process includes, you know, looking at the including.
Then, Madam Chair, then
a training position.
Then I feel this should be referred to the Finance Committee.
I agree, Madam Chair.
Some committee.
Okay, so can we call question? Okay, all those in favor of the proposal. I'm sorry, Jim. Do you need to speak on?
Yeah, please.
Mike on the floor, please. Go on.
I wanted to say that just to give you a point of clarification that at KPFA, the training director position is partially funded by the California Arts Council. I do think that training director positions around the network can get funding, but you do need to include it in the budget. But I think that there are ways of exploring and getting funding for each of these positions, and it is something that's very important to do.
Can I just remind people, too, that the budget process is going to include the back and forth with the stations, right, with the business managers, the general managers, the lab people. So, the point is to put this on the agenda in those discussions.
But Teresa is just, Teresa, is that a substitute that you just, this is James Ferguson. Did you submit a substitute, or was you just?
We said that if it didn't pass, then it would go to Finance Committee. I don't think it should pass. I think it should be in the Finance Committee. I don't think we should direct our station managers to quote unquote have a position called training, because I think it's great that it would be funded through a different organization or through a grant or whatever. But that's why I think it should be discussed with the station managers and however they feel they need to put it as part of another position.
Okay. What I was trying to find out, Leslie, was whether we were voting on a substitute or whether we were voting on the original
Well, no, I don't. I didn't hear a substitute. I heard an opposition to voting on this.
Right.
Right. So if it doesn't pass, I think it almost automatically goes to the Finance Committee for further discussion. Right. So the question is, Janice, do you want to repeat it? The question.
Oh, I propose. I propose that there be a budget line item for fiscal year 2003 for a training coordinator at each station.
Okay. We called the question. Okay. All in favor of that, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And opposed to that? 1, 2, 3. Okay. So it carries. 9, 4, and 3 opposed.
Okay.
Okay. Next. And now Dennis has a second motion.
Okay. There shall be a fiscal year 2003 budget line item for an outreach coordinator at each station.
Call the question.
Discussion.
Okay, discussion.
Okay, I've spoken to people who have been looking at this issue carefully and who have suggested that what is needed is a national coordinator who could take a look at this issue on a global level rather than regionally. And that would impact on elections, on all the work, the political outreach that we are doing. And I would suggest that we either table the vote and that we refer to some kind of ad hoc committee and say we have a chance of I think we're voting on an issue that we haven't discussed sufficiently.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting that we don't do it tonight.
Then Teresa, okay. Then Carol, then David. Oh, yeah,
outreach is something at least that I've been talking with people about in the Signal area in New York, and I think the actual purpose of an outreach coordinator would be subverted if you just had one at the national level. It should be somebody who's familiar with the area and knows the different people who live there and know what's going on in that area. So I think that just, you know, that just makes it contradicts its whole reason for being.
I'm not spelling out the modalities. I'm just suggesting that we take a look at it and see what is the best way to go before we vote for it. And if indeed we decide that a regional position is what is needed, then we go that way.
Teresa was next.
I feel that this person could be doing many, many things. I think it should be obvious or understood from the very beginning that the person who has the outreach position will be earning their keep or earning their salary. And another thing is that I was very impressed by the outreach, the actual rich programs that WPFW does in the community. And I'm thinking, see, that's something that this outreach person could do. Another thing that this outreach person could do would be calling up those people that made pledges that actually didn't send in the money, and you know, just having a conversation like, have we done something wrong? I mean, we do this in my church. If you make a pledge and you don't follow through, I mean, are you divorced now? Are you sick? Or did you lose your job? You know, that's when you need the relationship. So that could fall under outreach also. So that's my feeling on that. That definitely, whoever is in the outreach position, the understanding is that they bring enough money in to pay for the position.
Carol, and then David.
I strongly support outreach and training at all stations, and I think that that's a very necessary thing for this foundation. I think voting to fund these things without a budget as to how much and looking at each station's budget and seeing if they can actually afford it in the fragile state of this foundation is irresponsible. I think we should be talking to each station manager. If they can't afford it, looking for funds or sources of funding for them, or perhaps creative and willing community members to take on the task. We have many, many people who call us all the time and say, what can I do to help? But I don't like budgeting right now when we haven't even actually this year seen a realistic picture of where every one of these stations is. I don't want to send some station into hiring people and paying people if they can't buy paper clips.
Yes, Dave Furtick, I wholeheartedly agree with the idea of outreach. I think it should be done any number of ways. I think that the training program is a fantastic outreach tool, and it's absolutely necessary. But I am against this motion because I agree that it's, look, we're millions of dollars in debt. We're sitting here picking positions to make a statement that we support something. We support something. We support outreach. We don't need to have a line item in order to make that point.
Right. Okay. All right. Can we call the question?
Can I say one more thing?
Of course, of course.
Everybody's all weekend, we've been talking about vision and how we should be setting policy, we should be setting direction. And I don't think I want this particular proposal to be reduced to the absurd. I would not say that we need to hire a new person at a station if the station couldn't buy paper clips or tape. So that isn't the intent at all of this proposal, to do this when we're on the brink of disaster. But I'm just saying that there should be some discussion, that this should be considered a line item for next year, because at some point we need to think about doing something different other than what we've been doing for the last, at least since I've been around here. And I'd like to see us at least thinking about a future.
Okay. James?
Madam Chair, I want to speak to the in support of the of the proposal, primarily because we are drafting into our future budgets part of our vision, and obviously we do need recruitment of new folks, as we need training of folks. So I'm in support of this. The only question I have about this process is, as budgets go, you submit this as a line item. You don't have to fund that line. Okay, so that's all this is doing, as I'm to understand. It's not going to deprive anybody of paper clips or paper or anything like that.
Exactly.
So that's the reason why I'm in support of this.
Let me just also clarify that's my understanding. Someone should correct me if I'm wrong or off base here. That what we're doing is we're trying to set some direction here. The process, this should not, none of these votes should be meant or seen or viewed or understood as undermining the process that we voted on earlier, that is of the discussion, the debate, the back and forth between the station, the managers, the business people, the lab people, the national people.
I call the question.
Right. So, you know what I mean? This doesn't undermine any of that.
I call the question.
Call the question. Okay. All those in favor of the proposal of adding the outreach coordinator position.
Raise your hand.
Yes, a line item. Whatever that means. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and all those opposed. One, two, three. No, I'm abstaining. Oh, sorry. I thought I'd see him. And one abstention. Okay, so that carries also. Okay, were there other proposals that came out of the last round of discussion? The gentleman asked that.
Oh, James Ferguson, but that's not the gentleman's name. He made the suggestion that we change the name from units.
Oh, right.
To divisions or offices. However, you know, that's important.
Point taken.
Pardon me?
I'd say just
point taken.
Mm-hmm. Point taken.
And then there was one other thing.
The other thing was the levy. Right, the issue of 15%. Is there a motion that...
I don't think we ought to vote on that now. We don't know enough about what the impact would be.
I know.
I don't know.
Let the Finance Committee look at it and talk about it and see what comes. But yeah, I don't know what 15% would do.
And, Chair, as for Larry Benske, I'd rather not make any motion regarding Mr. Benske at this time.
there does not seem to be support on this board for acting on, for hearing or acting on a motion related to the exact amount of the levy. Again, I think the point has come up in several people's presentations that we need to look at that issue. We need to examine it, we discuss it, we need to make a policy decision, but I don't think the board is ready to entertain a motion about a particular percentage at this point.
I'd like to move that this be referred to the Finance Committee for discussion and debate.
Yeah, this will be part of the whole discussion in the budgeting for 2003 also.
Thank you.
Okay. I think also just so for the record, so we're perfectly clear, on the question of not using the word units anymore, again, there was a sensitive body.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to take an action on that, take a vote on that. We'll call the stations. We'll call the archives the archives. We'll call the National
He's
Office the National
right.
Office.
That's right.
We'll call them what they are.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is now 6:45. We have to be out of the room by 7.
Yep. I'm moving in.
Second.
Excuse me.
Now, where's the personnel proposal?
Oh, 1 second, folks. Save it.
As I move, we adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
David, why don't we discuss the personnel and get that out of the way?
I want a couple of
questions. Why don't we discuss the personnel issue and get it out of the way? Personnel committee.
Because we have to be out of this facility within 15 minutes.
We can do it in 15 minutes. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think it warrants more discussion after 8 hours we've been at it this long. I would not want to enter into and try to come to a conclusion in such a short time. We've got to clear the room.
I tend to agree. I think it's been a long day. It's been a long day. But before we adjourn, I have to give my little being on time speech. We not only already had a jam-packed agenda for tomorrow, now we have a doubly jam-packed agenda. We are going to have to be on time tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And we're going to have to shave off. I will start in the morning with a proposal for a restructured agenda for tomorrow. But clearly some things are going to have to lose some of the time allotted to them. That means that everybody, not just these members of the interim board, but when it's time for community comments, everybody, all those time segments are going to have to be narrowed down, right? So we may not get everybody at the mic. I just want to warn people now.
There's
always community comments.
Okay.
So,
Madam Chair,
before we close.
Okay, before we close, Pete has some stuff. Pete,
a couple of items. One, if
into the mic.
A Sandra Drake is in the house, please see Chandra Hauptman. Number two, since we are cleaning up ourselves, please, there'll be plastic bags. Make sure we clean up before we leave. And tonight there will be an event at the Radisson. It'll start from 7 to 10 o'clock. It's a Pacifica Foundation listeners reception. That will be at the Radisson Hotel at the Berkeley Marina. Thank you.
Also,
as we are trying to be on time tomorrow, if board members want to settle.
And we did want to give you more information about that. Listeners reception is at the California Rooms on the fourth floor of the Conference Center building at the Berkeley Marina. Is parking lot entrance C to the right of building number 2. The reception is wheelchair accessible, and there's a $5 donation requested at the door. Public transportation AC Transit 51M bus directly from UC Berkeley to the Berkeley Marina, and carpooling will be available to shuttle people to the Radisson Hotel from Wheeler Auditorium. So that's from 7 to 10 at the Radisson tonight.
They're trying to kill us.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll put a break in. I noticed that. I thought maybe if we take two or three agenda items at the same time, we could do it a lot faster.
I'd like to run down a little bit about what was not covered today. As we wrap up here, and in a moment we'll be going to the KPFA News, but we'll hold it right here for a second. We wanted to tell you that they didn't quite get through the finances and fundraising issues. The personnel committee was supposed to meet and talk about the proposal for establishment of a national committee and discussion of candidate confidentiality issues. Then there was to be discussion of a proposal on issues related to race and nationality at Pacifica, a report on the status of Democracy Now. Those will hopefully be taken up tomorrow, and they do need to do some condensing of the schedule. I wanted to thank Matt Martin, who is the producer of today's broadcast and also last night's. And I wanted to thank the various different webcasters around that are broadcasting this or webcasting this, Radio for Nation Houston or radioforhouston.org, WBIX.org, KPFX.org, and the Independent Media Center in Washington, D.C. And I also want to thank KPFK in Los Angeles for taking this, KFCF in Fresno, WBAI in New York, of course, KPFB in Berkeley, and KPFA in Berkeley. As we do wrap things up, I want to tell you also that tomorrow, after the board meeting is over, please stay tuned on KPFA, and the other stations around the network are invited to stay tuned for this as well, because it will be available to you if you choose to take it on the same channel. Pacifica Next Generation, a listener-produced roundtable and response. Where are we, and where do we go from here? Join Fernando Velasquez and Don Foster and other listener activists exploring and discussing the past, present, and future of Pacifica Radio from a variety of national points of view, including your listener call-ins, from 3 to 5 p.m. West Coast time, Sunday, following the conclusion of the national board meeting right here on KPFA, 94.1 FM, and perhaps on other stations as well. And I do want to thank everyone for being here. I'm
the interim general manager of KPFA. Don't forget to join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. West Coast time or noon East Coast time here on these same stations. We'll now turn things back to our stations. And here on KPFA, please stay tuned now for the KPFA Evening News.
And the Pacifica Interim National Board meeting was brought to you live from Berkeley, California. And this is WBAI in New York. Listener-supported non-commercial Pacifica Radio, 99.5 FM. If you're just tuning in, once again, we were carrying all day since noon the Pacifica Interim National Board meeting. And we will resume carrying that when they reconvene tomorrow at noon. Well, as you know, of course, we had to cut short for morning dew. However, Lance has left some material. We have some live Allman Brothers Band from June 27th, 1971, and a soundcheck, a dead soundtrack soundcheck from July 12th, 1976, and we'll be bringing those to you in lieu of Morning Dew. Do stay tuned. Once again, this is 99.5 FM WBAI in New York City, and now the Allman Brothers.
Over the years that we've been doing this, the introductions are usually very short, and this one's going to be short but a little longer than usual. The last few days, we have had the privilege of working with this particular group. And in the past year or so, we've had them on both coasts a number of times. And in all that time, I've never heard the kind of music that this group plays. And last night, we had the good fortune of having them get on stage about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and they walked out of here at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's not just that they played quantity. And for my amateur ears, in all my life, I've never heard the kind of music that this group plays. The finest contemporary music. We're going to round it off with the best of them all, the Allman Brothers.
see this old place close. It's been a good friend to us, and we've enjoyed it a lot, man. It's really nice. Hate to see it. Why, man? Is it early or what is it? Is the note too high?